If you could learn to bake just one thing and do it brilliantly, my vote would be for pie pastry. Why? Well, aside from how delicious it is without the fruit or any filling, mastering pie pastry, which is essentially flour, butter, and water, mastering that trio launches you into sweet and savory pies and tarts, turnovers, even your own Hot Pockets. Do a little juggling of proportions and ingredients, and you can have cookies, scones, biscuits, and quick cakes. But you want to start with that pastry, and you want masters to teach you. Well, we have two. The man that many call the finest chef in the country, Thomas Keller, and the man who fills that bill in baking, Sebastian Rouxel. They've worked together for 15 years, opened 4 Bouchon bakeries, and have now created the cookbook, Bouchon Bakery. Thomas, Sebastian, welcome to both of you. It's good to have you with us.
It's great to be back.
Sebastian, I want to know, how did you get together with this man?
Well, I was at the time I was in New York City, and I was looking to challenge myself as a professional, and I was looking to work with a with the chef that was already working at the level that I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of people were talking about Thomas Keller, and I was like, I never heard of him. And even my wife, she was like, "You don't know Thomas Keller? He's like one of the best chefs right now in America." I was like, "Oh, all right, sounds good." And one day, my wife saw an ad in the New York Times that he was looking for a new pastry chef. So he was telling me, she took my resume and sent it to him. And then one day, I came home and I saw there was a message on the answering machine saying that they would be happy to host me in Napa Valley. And so I was, extremely surprised. And then,
you had no idea.
I had no idea
how these people had called you and why.
I had no idea.
Thomas, for you, what made you look at? I mean, you would have had applications from the world.
It's interesting that you say that because we don't really. I think people, certainly young professionals are a little bit apprehensive about applying at the French Laundry or, these days at Per Se.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does have such a high reputation, they're not all so sure that they're going to be able to fulfill the expectations, which is quite a shame because, we have had great success in hiring, training, and mentoring some of the great talent today. But to Sebastian's point, I didn't know the story for several years, actually, how he came, how his wife, Andrea, had sent me his resume. The resume showed up. It was certainly a very impressive resume. Not only did he have his classical training in France, he was also the pastry chef at the Lycée, which is the equivalent of the White House. He worked for a 2-star Michelin chef, Alain de Tournier. And then came to New York and was the chef at Lutèce restaurant under Eberhard Mueller, who was a chef that I had great respect for. So, I get this resume from this young Frenchman who has all this background. I'm going, okay, this is wonderful. And we embarked on what has turned out to be a really fantastic friendship and certainly a great career path for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the things that you both know and do when you bake that make a difference. And there are usually things that most of us home cooks are just not told about or not aware of. And what I was thinking of was, I think of it as pie pastry, because it's something that I think everyone should know about, because I think it can take you in so many directions. So first of all, Sebastian, with a basic pie pastry or tart pastry, what are the options that you have? I mean, if I want to have a flaky crust, or if I want to have what I understand the French consider to be the perfect crust, which is more like a cookie.
It's more like a cookie crust. Well, the difference between the, for me as a Frenchman, I would use the term pâte brisée and not pie crust.
Right.
The pie crust is the pâte brisée, which is a simple mix of flour, butter, salt. And I add a little bit of milk into it.
Why the milk?
To give it a little more, a richer consistency. Color and richness. When you bake it, there's a little bit of sugar in the milk, uh-huh. And that's going to give it a nice color.
So the texture now, I want a flaky crust, or I want a crust that's what I'm used to in a French tart, which is really like a cookie.
Mm-hmm. Pâte sucrée. The difference between the two is pâte sucrée has sugar into it,
right,
versus pâte brisée has none.
But the texture, isn't that something about the fat?
Yes. You have the sugar too. The sugar brings makes the dough a little more crunchy. It gives it a crunch. It's kind of like making cookies, And I'm not sure what's your favorite, but there's always somebody that says chocolate chip cookies. They say that I like mine soft in the center, and some people say I like mine to be crunchy all the way.
Yeah.
And some of those cookies are really crunchy, and the reason why is because there's an enormous amount of sugar.
So,
and I like mine soft, chewy in the center.
So less sugar.
Less sugar, less sugar. I don't like sweet stuff, you know, and it's kind of ironic for me to say that. But I think a lot of the desserts out there are overly too sweet. And I think you have to learn how to manage the amount of sugar that you add into any of your recipe.
Let's go back to that basic pâte brisée or pie crust. So we're talking about butter, flour, water, milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but now the temperature of the butter. What should the temperature of the butter be when you're making that pastry crust?
Well, I want to make sure that there is a very fine crust that has every bite is the same. So I want to make sure that there is no chunks of butter. So what I do is I make sure the butter is diced and really cold. And then I'm going to incorporate it in with the flour using a mixer and the paddle. And I'm going to mix those two. But I don't want the butter to get clunky around the paddle. I want every particle of the flour to be covered with fat. Yeah, I don't want chunks of fat in the dough. So I'm going to keep mixing until the flour grabs on to all of the butter and it becomes a very, we kind of call it like sand. It's got that sand texture to it. But I want to make sure it doesn't clump together.
Uh-huh. Is that going to protect it from being a tough crust when you add liquid? Because you're told once you add liquid, you have to be very careful because this is where the gluten...
Yes, in flour, the more you mix the flour with any kind of liquid, you start developing the gluten that you have in the dough. And a lot of the reason when you roll the dough in the next step is the dough have tendency to shrink. You know, you start rolling and then the dough comes back together. So it's because you mix your dough too much in the mixer prior. So when you add the liquid into it, you just want to mix it in the first gear and then just enough to combine all the ingredients together. And sometimes it's actually better to finish manually than using the mixer.
Uh-huh. So just finish the blending by hand.
Yep.
So now, in writing the book, you're thinking about someone who's cooking at home. But because everything you do, you're doing on a large scale in the bakeries. Were there some things that you ran into that sort of changed your thinking about how you work or how the recipes can work?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because it's true, we get comfortable in our professional kitchen where we have, you know, beautiful equipment. But then when it's time to do it at home, so, you know, even for me, it was a challenge.
I think one of the beauties about the Bouchon Baker Cookbook is that the recipes are written in grams, in metric.
That's hard for people, though.
Well, no, it's actually much easier because you get precision. We talk about baking, and, you know, baking is precise. We all know that if the three of us, you know, scooped out a cup of flour, that we'd have three different weights.
That's right.
And therefore, we're going to have, it's not going to be the precision that we want. So if you're dealing with cups and teaspoons, it's kind of an archaic approach to really baking at a high level.
Yeah. Well, when I said it's hard, I mean in the sense of getting us used to weighing.
Everybody gets on a scale like once a week. That's not hard for them. They weigh themselves.
Some of us less, but that's another thing entirely. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thomas Keller and Sebastian Rouxel are authors of Bouchon Bakery. Now, you can find their recipe for pâte brisée, also known as pie crust, and their butter continuum, which is their guide to working with butter, on the website, splendidtable.org.